The Lone Star State's got some alien visitors. Max will never forget the Alamo. And who says you can't have a fun overnight in Texas? Stay tuned. We'll talk all about that.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Wow, I want to go to Texas because apparently a lot of fun things are happening. You can be in the middle of a desert and still wake up and had a fun night.
I like the whisper, Jim.
Well, you know, I couldn't hear me. Apparently that didn't happen for, we'll talk about it. I'm Jim Alexander. Welcome to the Roswell, New Mexico After Show. Let me introduce you to my panel. To the left,
I'm Zuri Shalise.
And I'm Mr. George Corey.
That's right, George. Wow, we have a lot to talk about tonight. The Texas Avengers here in Roswell. We're out of New Mexico. We're in for a night in Texas, right? What did you guys think about the episode?
For me, it was a little lackluster, but I do think it was a good build-up for a few episodes to come.
Oh, okay.
For Zuri, it was lackluster, but for Mr. George Corey, it was a lot of confrontation and ice-breaking. And I enjoyed that about this episode.
I thought it was a good one. I finally liked that they left their surroundings. It's always in Roswell, always in New Mexico. We finally left on a road trip. We went out of state. And there's a lot of different relationships being kind of built on this trip. It was almost like a getaway vacation, right?
Yeah.
A bonding. I felt like that's what happened.
It reminded me of my youth group camp trips.
George, I hope you didn't have these overnights that Maria and Michael had in this episode. But the point of this trip, we're gonna start with that, was for Max to find out the reason behind the symbol. And there was apparently a fortune teller out in Texas, and that's why they ventured out there. And they really didn't get the answers, did they?
No. Although I was convinced in the beginning with the healer, when I saw the orange glow emitting from the palm, I said, oh my gosh, this is alien number 4. Mm-hmm. But then we saw the electronics exposed. So major letdown, but everything serves its purpose. It looks like they were led to something. What it is, we're not quite sure yet with the mom. The mom, Arizona's mom, knows something.
That's why I feel like it was lackluster. I feel like it was a dead end in a matter of like 30 minutes.
But it wasn't a dead end because it was a trip. It was just the reason to get them out there. And I know they kind of went on their own and they ironically met up each other with Liz and Maria going there and then Max and Michael. But we know everywhere Max's, Liz's, you know, so that just happens all the time. But I think this trip really linked a lot of these people together in a lot of ways. And I thought it made Max and Liz stronger. And then we saw Michael and Maria. I just thought
you
that
mean,
trip.
You mean Michael?
Oh, you're shipping that already. We'll get to that. But, you know, when they're all on a trip, there's a bigger investigation going back in town. Back in Roswell,
yeah,
we have the first encounter between my boy, Kyle, and my girl, Jenna. And then Alex is in a mix, and they are figuring things out. What did you guys think? I thought that was, like, the big part of the show. I mean, we kind of had the romance and, like, the connections out in Texas, but all the dirty work was getting done back in Roswell.
Absolutely. I feel like when we found out that Kyle's dad had something to do with hiding the bodies, I'm excited to find out what's going to happen with that, because why would he? Why would he want to hide?
You know, Zuri, I'm wondering if that is factual or if that is a perception right now, because I still have the mantle of his dad being the good guy of the show. So I am also curious if he did hide the bodies, but it also seemed like later his own death was staged. So is someone also framing him? But that was a good question to have.
Before we even delve into this, the relationship between my guy Kyle and Jenna, it was just, I mean, it was testy from the start. Like, they were just going at each other. Because obviously Jenna was there with Alex, and they were kind of, he finally, in a sense, revealed to her the information he had, because she, last we saw of her, she was supposed to be working for Sergeant Main, you know, and while he's away, she was supposed to be doing his work and taking care of business for him, but she quickly turned on him. Were you guys surprised on Jenna's quick, immediate turn on Sergeant Maines?
I think Jenna's a liability. Just because she's like, your dad's framing me. She just keeps throwing it around. She's going to get herself caught. There's going to be extra eyes around because I think she's a liability.
She's got a lot at stake, though, with her sister.
Definitely is a liability, Zuri, because she's an outsider. She was one of the people who didn't know about the alien stuff happening. Now she does. So bringing someone new in is always a risk. And I was surprised by the turn, Jim, because I wasn't expecting her to turn on Mainz because we saw her stand up for the dude. Mm-hmm. So I thought she had a higher level of respect. But boy, what this show in Roswell teaches us, when you go at somebody's sister, when you go at someone's sister, they came after Liz's sister, they came after Max's sister, now they're going after her sister, and we've seen this pattern. She's willing to fight for her sister's life. And that is why I believe she can be trusted in this mix.
I believe that too, because the first time now, we can see that her priorities, we weren't sure what her priorities were. Like, is it her allegiance kind of like to Maine in a lot of ways? But it's all about her sister. It's not about Max and their friendship or semi-relationship. It's all about her sister. So she knows deep down inside enough that Maine's can't really be trusted, even if she did have respect. So I feel that her turning to Alex... And she's observed enough to kind of know from the outside. She isn't close to any of these people, but I think she knows that the guy that's not around can't really help her, you know, deal with the situation. He's the one posing the threat.
So you said, like she said, like, sorry, you said that she doesn't have any ties to anyone. So that's why I think she's a liability, because she doesn't have any loyalty. So just hypothetically, should an outsider come and say, hey, give me this information, I'll do so-and-so for your sister, she'll easily turn.
Do you think she's going to turn now on Alex and
Kyle? I think,
Kyle?
Like you said, anything to protect her sister. So I think she, that's why I don't really trust her.
Mm.
So she has no loyalty to anyone.
That's a good point. So in the event that she does turn, is there a way for her to turn on them and still not trigger Mainz? Is she able to play both sides?
No.
That's a dangerous game. That's a dangerous game for Jenna to be on outside. I think she knows that Alex is the one that can actually help her. And in stopping Mainz, the sister situation is solved in that way. So as long as Mainz is around, he's got the power, in a sense, and manipulation to manipulating her into, you know, threatening her sister again, or maybe not living up to his promise. Yeah. Like, Mainz cannot be trusted of all people. Yeah, I think Alex is a much safer bet to trust than Mainz would be.
Yeah, and then the other question for her is, what about Max? We know they hooked up. Do we know if she has feelings for him? It's deeper than that. So that's going to be a new motive. So you got the feelings for Max. So now maybe...
Well, we had that reveal. We finally found out the whole grand wizard. He's an alien.
So maybe she still is going to try and protect Max's interests, even though he's running off with Liz.
Sister's a priority.
Oh, yeah.
Has to be, right?
Yeah. Did you see, like, not what would you do, but just the way, like, that hard gulp when she found, like, wow, this guy I've been having experiences with is an alien.
Only Jenna knows how good of an experience that was, or a disappointing one in that case. So now maybe she's like, oh, wow, that was an alien, and... that's what I got? I get that now. To call him a grand wizard, so maybe there's something to it in a lot of ways. That whole situation, though, was interesting. I felt like this was a new coalition, a new group forming. Mm-hmm. And it's the group of humans, right? Because it's the group of humans and the ones that don't have a direct allegiance to the aliens. Because, you know, when we look at Liz, she has a direct allegiance kind of to Max in a lot of ways, or a connection there. They're kind of the outsiders. I know you can say Michael potentially with Alex, you know, that's a connection, but he doesn't know he's an alien. That's the difference. At least for a week.
Yeah.
But I felt this was like the outsiders group forming together into this investigation. And if anyone is objective enough from that whole kind of group of everyone, then this would be the three that would be the most objective in a sense, because they're not directly tied as much as the others are.
Right. I feel like there's a chance that Noah could join this coalition you speak of.
There may be a we'll get member. There. I think there definitely could be that member. Before we get on to members, we have members that watch at home. Zuri, can you tell them what they should be watching out for?
Yes. Hey guys, thanks for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. I just wanted to say be sure to like and subscribe to our channel as well as give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and leave a comment in the comment section below. AfterBuzz means so much to me as well as the other panelists, and we're also on other shows, so be sure to follow us to keep up with all things TV.
Well said. And murder. We do read those comments. We love reading the theories you guys have. It always gives me like a perspective like, oh, I haven't thought about that. So definitely keep on commenting. Subscribe, follow. We're
I'm
here.
Actually scared to read the comments because y'all are so smart that you're just going to give away all the little secrets I have in anticipation.
That is true. They do know more, I guess, in a lot of ways when it comes to theories than I can even come up with a lot of points. So good job, you guys out there. Now, back to Texas because there's a lot going on there. So we had the reveal of this fortune teller, whatever she was, Arizona, that we learn her name is. So right. She's a scam artist, basically. But her mother isn't quite that. At least her mother has some information. What did you guys think about the information she provided Max? And in exchange that he was willing to... Listen, Max was giving it up right there. Right. He was throwing down the almost $300, his belt, his jacket. He wants info. And he got some info. What did you guys think of the info he got?
The info is very important. It's important because now we know that Max, Michael, and Isabel are not alone. Right? We are suspecting a fourth alien. And knowing that there's a history, that there's something outside of the pods, was dynamic because now we're also suspecting the fourth alien. So we're starting to see that there may be a community they can reach out to. They've only had each other so far, and we have seen them feel isolated, but that was establishing that there is more out there.
I'm not loving her news, but I did appreciate that 20 years ago, then the lady said, I'm done here. The man has come, or whoever has come. So I think that like really puts some highlight on who exactly are Max, Isabel, and Michael.
The information wasn't direct, but it was enough pieces for Max to take with and really give him a start. My immediate reaction was that their mother potentially? Because there's that whole tie-in of like, well, we were born 21 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. That time when she said they're about to come. Is that some sort of a mother figure or parental figure in some way to Max, Isabel, and Michael? Because the timeline, it's like when this person leaves, they come in, right? And that woman did say something like, I didn't expect it. Was that a shot at Max pretty much?
Yes.
Yeah,
I felt that was a shot. Like, oh, I didn't expect you to be basically that. But that I felt there was significant information here. And definitely for us viewers, there's a lead now, right? We have a lead, to a fourth. And this is the most information we had or concrete evidence on another fourth alien or person that was around besides Max, Isabel, and Michael.
Right. And the only last piece of information I was really hoping to find out, when Max suggested that, oh, he said she was drawing the sign all the time, and she said, no, the sign was drawing itself. Something along the lines of that. And I'm still wondering, what is forcing people to draw this sign?
Well, she said the sign even appeared in a spill, like before she could even wipe it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not even drawing, it drew itself.
It drew itself.
Manifesting.
What is the significance of it's killing me at this point. I need to know.
What
about
is
the
sign made up from? That's what I'm wondering. What kind of material or object or what is creating this?
She didn't even care about his tattoo. Like when she, I thought it would be like, oh my gosh, you are the son of God. And she's
so
like,
underwhelmed by it. Yeah.
She's like, that's dedication or something.
Yeah, like, oh, cool. Another stupid tattoo, But she didn't really, she was very unimpressed with everything, but at least she didn't take the money. I'll give her credit for that, too.
She's like, why get a tattoo? Why get someone to do a tattoo of something that draws itself? Mm-hmm. She knows something.
Yeah.
She knows something crazy.
Yeah, and the thing is, that person never spoke. I thought that was an interesting bit of information until the death. You know, so like how many years was she around there? That's what I'm wondering.
How'd she get there? That's what I want to know.
How did she get there? Another great question. Yeah. Why didn't she speak until the last moment? You know, no one questioned. Like no one. What sort of figure was this? Was it someone that was like revered in a lot of ways? There's a lot of still backstory to this we don't know that piques curiosity in so many levels.
Was it a fear of speaking? Because we've seen this silence with the three siblings. You know, they're scared to talk almost because they don't want to reveal too much. Was this person alone in Arizona? So they're like, I can't tell my secret to no one. Because at least Max got two other aliens.
Mm-hmm.
What if this person had no other aliens?
Yeah.
We'll find out. I mean, my mind is just like...
You know what? Yeah. When Max is now remembering, Max's foster mom was shocked by how fast him and Isabel picked up the language. Mm-hmm. Remember that? English.
Good point.
What if this person... presumed alien didn't have that ability
to even speak
or catch up on the language or pick it up the way they did.
That's good point, George. Yeah, that's something we're getting more and more information. I think we're going down that path. Yeah.
It's a good point, but I don't have any answers, just questions.
Well, yeah, we don't. Another path that's been long taken and back and forth is Max and Liz.
Yes.
And this is a path that's just beaten down. It's a path that's been dug up. And
did y'all feel the tension in this episode before the kiss?
Yes.
You felt the tension.
There was a tension.
A build up there. And there's like deaths involved. And it was this beautiful moment. And shout out to the camera crew who captured the hotel shots, the back to back and the DP, the way they set up that scene.
Yeah.
Jeez. That was fire. And so this tension, the way that contributed to the tension between them, just that visual. And I am so relieved. I am so relieved. I almost, you know, I just was so scared that this was never going to happen, this moment. We weren't going to come back to this moment.
You mean the moment of the jalapeno room?
And the fact that I thought it was – I was almost in tears with the fact that Liz basically – forgave Max. She finally let go of what she was holding on to. And she sees the good in him, okay?
I thought it was over when she asked Max if he wanted to dance and he said no. I was like,
No,
Max
we're
going
to get back to
he
that.
He was just traumatized from his failed salsa with her. That's all,
man.
That was.
When you talk about this dude as a dancer, there's no skill set there. At least Michael made the effort to go on a dance floor. He was pulled into it, but he tried. Max, that dude, you do not want to be at a party or a bar with him. Just snooze fest, boredom. Didn't he try to sing too? I think he tried to utter a
few. He didn't try. He sang. Oh, he was out. Yo, Maria killed those vocals, bro.
She did.
Yeah, Maria's got it going on. She definitely. But Max, no, this guy, stay out of bars. I mean, stay out of our karaoke nights.
Jim and Zuri, are you a fan of.
Okay.
Are you a fan of LeMax now?
No, but there's a but. I will say tonight was the most significant, I guess, realistic kind of lovey-dovey-ness, couple-y type of thing to them that we've seen. It was first time I could say that they were both on the same page, mutually into each other, and not tension-filled or any sort of clash or anything on their minds that was distracting them. Mm-hmm. They were just free and within each other. The first time, I think, all season long that they've been in that situation. Maybe it was the Texas thing. They're isolated. They're away. No one's around. All the other sort of distractions are away. And they actually had a moment in time for themselves.
I was a fan of them, but I think every episode we literally get an up and a down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going down the beaten path. Like, I'm just like, woof, I'm exhausted.
I saw Zuri rolled her eyes when they were kissing.
But I did like how he called out her faults. And
that was a good move.
Yeah, that whole thing, it might have drawn me back a little bit, but I'm kind of tired of the roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
That was Max finally kind of... being, you know,
asserting
what I mean,
himself.
Yeah, asserting himself. It's a great word for that because he's always like on the backtracking or just like pleasing her at every – he's like the Liz pleaser of all things. You know, never – always complimenting. Always just like, nice guys don't get the girl, Max. And finally, when you laid some truth and, you know, you weren't afraid to kind of step up to her and to her level in a sense where, you know, he's just always – intimidated. Like, he finally wasn't intimidated by her.
You know what, Jim? Nice guys may not get the girls, but gentlemen do. And the way he pointed out her flaws and imperfections, and the viewer, we thought he was going to break her down, but he actually uplifted her through them. And I believe that loving someone is loving their imperfections. Max, without a doubt, 1,000%, the man who waited a decade... loves Liz.
Oh, yeah.
Loves Liz.
Yeah, I think we had that confirmed at least a few episodes ago.
I forgot how important the kiss was.
It was very important because they were, remember the whole thing with the hand exchange? And what was it, 24 hours or something if they were going to kiss? And he tried to walk off and she made the move. We saw her make the move. And it wasn't Liz being confused. Yes, no. Jim, this trip brought clarity. They left outside the chaos.
We'll see what happens outside of Texas for a longer term.
It brought clarity. We see a confident, in love Liz right here, right
How
now.
Long does it last? That's the question.
You know, I respect Zuri's fears, but this is lasting, yo. Ain't going nowhere.
Zuri, we're on the same page. This is going to be up and down. Next week, she's already mad at him and threatening to leave town again somewhere. For now, it's the most legitimate that they've been together, and it seems the most honest, and finally, you know, they do seem like a couple or a couple that's on track to being a couple. But with her history and their history together, I don't see this going too long without some sort of thing getting in a way.
By the next episode, they'll be kissing again.
Probably. Like, see, this is the thing. I've been getting annoyed with Liz. Like, I'm just annoyed with her character because she's like Miss Scientist and like genius of the world trying to create all sorts of formulas, and that's her like thing, and she's so focused on it, and Sarity at the lab and all that. Next thing, you know, she's up and down with Max. She's still trying to solve Rosa, and she's just always kind of, I don't know, she always seems antsy and frustrated, nice to everyone.
And guess what, Jim? The beauty of this episode was she admitted that she's lost in this episode.
She did. I will give her credit for that. She did admit that.
We saw a vulnerability in Liz. She made herself vulnerable for the first time. Keep in mind, she has a power play in the family. She has to protect the family from ICE. She has to protect the family from the legacy damage that happened with Rosa. So there's a lot going on. So she always has to play the tough person. And her life situation did not allow her to be vulnerable. Neither did her pride. And the fact that she became vulnerable today is why I am utterly convinced, utterly convinced that she is in love, Jim. And guess what? It's not with Kyle. It's with
20. My boy's lost right now. He's got a whole thing going.
He's distracted.
Yeah, he's distracted. Maybe him. I got a prediction for later. but we did see, I can admit it, that finally we saw Max and Liz, the most legitimate them together point in their whole thing that we've seen this season, right? I think we can kind of all agree on that at some point. But whether it lasts or not, not so much. But what is lasting right now is the love triangle, in a sense, with Alex, Maria, and Michael. But we see a lot of Maria and Michael here because they're away in Texas, and they are, man, I'm telling you, one way to make a Texas overnight fun, you don't need a jalapeno room. You just need a dirt road that's beaten down pretty much, because they made the most of that one, didn't they?
Yeah. Literally a sheep.
so Michael, I don't see as a love vibe. I see it as a fling vibe. I see it as both of them, there was a release. Maria's going through a lot right now with her mom.
Definitely.
Michael has been going through a lot since the day he left the egg. Yeah. All right. And what I saw in Texas was a release of stress. It said
That's what you call it.
I don't think that there was a huge exchange of emotion. Mm-hmm. And I would assume by now that maybe Maria, I can't remember, correct me if I'm wrong, if she knows about Michael and Alex. But
maybe she has Maybe intuition or hints, but I don't think she's
intuitive.
Fully, yeah.
But even the way Maria's like, this never happened.
Yeah, that was harsh. Yes. Yo, Michael played it off well, though. I'll give him that.
She knew what she was doing, and I don't think it was love. It was, hey, let's just have fun. Let's make this happen.
Zuri, what do you think about this situation?
I think they both just scratched an itch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's anything serious. I'm not sure who I'd match Maria up with, but maybe Alex. Not Alex, but Kyle.
Actually, Alex and Maria would be brilliant.
We need to find Maria a match. It's like the Bachelor version of Roswell.
Yeah, but no, I think it was just an opportunity presented itself and they took it.
Yeah, the reason I kind of agree with that is that morning after when they wake up and she's just like, whoa. You know, she wasn't thrilled by what had happened. It was one of those like buyer's remorse mistakes where like, did I really do that with you? But Michael has been pushing for it in a sense where he's been persistent, you know, like to make a connection with her, to explore a possibility in any sense, a romantic one. And I think it finally, they both met each other halfway and then result was not what they maybe expected. I think Michael's maybe more invested in her than she is even in him, but yeah.
We hear Michael earlier in the episode tell Alex that the sex was epic. And I wonder if he feels that way about his sex with Maria. We'll have to find out.
When it started, it was quick and hot right away for both of them. They were just all over each other. So I don't know the end result of it, but maybe it wasn't the morning after. But yeah, we saw that moment finally. So they connected. They definitely stayed up. And made their Texas trip memorable, maybe only for one night. But then we see Alex into the equation. Once Michael gets back, they have the – Alex needs his car fixed, okay? So – and he doesn't want Michael working on it, but that's not the reason, right?
he wants to go, and this is coming – what was interesting is this was under the direction of the guy who wants – I guess, made fun of him for his orientation. Kyle. Mm-hmm. Kyle also had a coming around confrontation. This episode is about confrontations. Kyle is coming to terms. I feel he's coming to terms with Alex's orientation. And also, he's almost championing his love for Michael. And he says, you know what? If this is what it is, go have a conversation.
And he called him Mains.
Yep. And he's like, don't go to war. Go have a conversation.
And that was Kyle, in to the best of his ability, saying, hey, bro, I support you. And if you want to get things right, this is how you got to do it.
I thought that was a cool move by Kyle right there. You know, kind of setting him straight, his mind straight to the point where, hey, you know, this is what you really want deep down inside, or I can see that from the outside. Mm-hmm. So go and at least figure it out the right way.
And I love what you mentioned earlier about the team, Jim. You know, he's operating as a team now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's taking more vested interest in his teammate.
I think Kyle was also calling out Alex because Alex was treating him as if he knew he had done something already without digging up the facts. Like, he was already treating him like a criminal without actually knowing for sure. So I think outside of, like, the love factor, I think he was also, like, doing his own, like, do your due diligence to make sure this guy is actually as guilty as you think he is before you just accuse him of killing however many people.
And we could tell by the end of the episode that Michael and Alex kind of give each other that chance, you know, because when he says, hey, you really want to know the real me, and Alex unequivocally says yes, which leads us to next episode where you can see the reveal that's coming.
Well, he said yes, which I thought was interesting, because he said, do you want to know me or what I am?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't specify both or one. He just said yes. I think he wants both. He wants to hear it all. And maybe this is going to be the first time we see Michael, besides we saw Liz be completely vulnerable. We haven't seen Michael be completely vulnerable as of yet. This may be what does it.
Yeah, well, we got that little preview. He said, if you're going to take me down, then might as well be the person I love.
Yeah. I don't know. That was a strong line, actually.
What was that about? That went over my head a little.
He's giving him all the juice.
He's giving him the power in case that he deems him to be a threat, that he's okay with him pulling the plug on him, kind of literally in that sense.
Like, because that's where I got confused. Breaking up with me or shooting me?
No, like, if I'm a threat, kind of like Isabel did. Like, she okayed them to, you know,
I get it.
Off her. And this is the way of him saying that. Like, hey, you're the person, if someone needs to get rid of me or kill me in some way, like, I want it to be you if I'm deemed a threat. You know, and I think that's literally given himself up entirely, his whole livelihood to that. So I thought that was a powerful moment. But they're back on, and I think Maria is maybe out of this
triangle.
Oh, that's what happened. Well, yeah. Maria better be looking then.
She got hers.
And Maria's
like,
got to worry about her mom.
Zuri knows. She knows.
Project Shepherd. That's the thing. Alex is taking over Project Shepherd. We heard more about this project in this episode, obviously, with the whole that group that stayed behind. We're hearing more revelations and what it is and where it's going potentially. What do you think about the Project Shepherd discussion?
I like the fact that Alex is now going to use Project Shepherd for righteous cause. He did say there's one more mission, and I believe it's going to be Jane Holden, this person who's examining and writing these reports, who what it seems is someone who's just completely made up by Mainz. So we need to find out through this project who either A, the insider is that's doing reports, or B, who this fourth killer alien is. And if someone does find out, I thought earlier it would have been Mainz. Heck, I thought Mainz was an alien himself. But it seems like Alex, the righteous leader of the new crew, the three, is going to be the person who is going to solve this. It makes sense that this soldier who's won all these medals and put his life on the line, he's a courageous
guy. He's going to reverse what his father attempted to do. Mm-hmm.
And his stake in it is his righteous cause.
Yeah, I'm so confused on Kyle's dad having anything to do with this. I think that's still my hang up when they talked about it.
They did mention that. Yeah. I mean, part of it. The thing is, it could either mean nothing, really. It's just a speculation. Or it could lead us to something. But they opened that door. So there's a possibility here. It could mean more. Or it's just one of the theories that going around that could he could be part of something and be involved.
I still believe Kyle's dad is a scapegoat of Roswell. And yes, also was the sacrifice of Roswell. I mean, they killed that dude. He knew something.
Well, he knew the whole thing about about Rosa going back to that situation.
And you know what? That explains his affinity towards Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the commonality of the righteous cause. I believe he was a righteous man, and that's why he took a liking to Alex, because he sees the righteousness in him.
That's possible. I'm not going to dispute that. But I'm just keeping that little piece of the ship in his house, the little layer he had. It's just this guy was really mysterious, and I have a lot of questions.
He had to possibly be, right? if everyone's out for him or in some way, you know, he's the scapegoat, then maybe he needed to leave clues behind for the next whoever follows. And maybe he felt – remember that whole – that bunker, whatever you want to call it, Alex knew about it before Kyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
That whole hideout.
Right.
So maybe that was like him passing it down to Alex.
And we know we would have had more things about him being revealed, but Kyle gave the papers he found, handed them over to Mainz.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever get to the bottom of what were in those papers? Because that could have said everything. And maybe they're still in the little Project Shepherd office.
They could
and
be.
Alex could come
across
them.
There's still so many things that left. No, I mean, we heard a lot about Dr. Holden, right? That was the thing, the discussion. Significant, non-significant, what do you think?
Very significant. They're hiding the truth about how people were killed, whoever is behind said Dr. Holden. But
Dr. Holden. A mysterious figure, right?
Yeah, super significant.
Yeah, I believe it's significant too. We haven't heard about that, but today's reveals definitely gave credence and legitimacy to this whole situation, you know, and them figuring things out. Mm-hmm. Now, the fourth alien. I think we're getting close to this. We've been hinting, we've been hoping, we've been predicting, and I think we're on the verge of a fourth alien. That's happening, right? It has to.
It has to. Who is the fourth alien?
I think the fourth alien is someone that we've been looking at the whole time. I wouldn't.
Well, they did say it's someone in Roswell, right? Yeah. They didn't mention that.
It's the guy who doesn't want Liz's parents to be there, Liz to be there, who drew the sign on his deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that's it's someone in his circle.
What was that, Wyatt?
I believe Wyatt.
Wyatt.
That was a speculation we had at some point when we saw Wyatt. We don't see Wyatt often, right?
And it's also obviously someone that has a temper because I think it's like 14 too. People, and he's so far the only person that we've seen that has even the will to kill that many people.
Yeah, it could be someone that's teased, right? That we've seen throughout, but not enough of to like. Just kind of pinpoint and like, oh, this could be it. Like, I think it'd be smart to just have them kind of, you know, sprinkled onto certain episodes where they're in our minds but kind of forgotten because they're not part of the main cast. Mm-hmm. That would make sense to be an alien. I could see that.
I thought it was, as I shared previously, I thought it was Maria's mom.
Mm-hmm.
But she seemed like a good kind of alien. I get good vibes from the mom.
We're not settled with Maria's mom yet, right? I mean, she's still trying to find a way for her. Or do you guys think that chapter's kind of closed with Maria's mom?
I'm confused because I thought that we saw her in the preview for this episode last week, but we didn't see
her.
No,
it wasn't her. It was Arizona, I believe.
Was it Arizona?
And we just didn't know who we were looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a growing curiosity. I no longer think it's Maria's mom. I think... Because if it is, then there's five aliens. Because I don't see Maria's
too many.
I don't see Maria's mom doing these horrendous crimes. Mm-hmm. I get a good vibe.
I don't
vibe.
Either. Yeah, it would be kind of, I don't know, underwhelming a lot too. It's like, oh, it's Maria's mom of all things. Yeah. You know, I just don't know. You need a stronger villain, I guess, because that's a villain then, right? And in that sense, and Maria's mom, I just don't tie in a villainous side.
So I'm going to go off on a tangent here and say that, so there's a hand, and we remember the same hand that killed Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the same hand, well, we don't know if it's the same hand, that's my tangent. There is a hand killing 14 other people.
Right.
So does this person have the same powers as Max? Or
well, Max
similar?
Fears that they're stronger than him.
He keeps throwing that out there all the time.
So is it like, but then we see, we don't know what's triggering Isabel's blackouts. So my tangent is, could Max be having blackouts?
Could it be Max?
I just think like how they all clearly have different powers, but somehow someone else has this hand.
Mm-hmm.
And Max has been tired and weird lately.
Yeah, that's an interesting theory right there.
Huh.
Another person that's interested in what's going on is Noah. We were waiting for him all episode. And then we're like, oh, he's not going to show up. We saw him in a previous. Oh, we saw him at the end. And that was some kind of discovery he had. He found that poorly hid, whatever you want to call it, shed of a mountainside hideout. He found it. And you know how he found it? Because Liz and Max were too lovey-dovey. They couldn't cover it up. They were too into themselves. So I guess he followed them or traced them somehow, and he finds it. Wow. Now what?
I thought it was anticlimactic with him finding it. We saw the phone call he made. Oh, just kidding. She's not missing.
Oh, that was
She's
a man on a mission,
Rhea.
Though. That's a man
he
on a mission.
He was on a mission. And maybe in the next episode, I want to see the shocked moment when you roll up and your wife is an alien inside of an egg. Like, that's unfathomable.
Gotta crack the egg.
It was difficult to detect if he could see that it was her face. We didn't really get the other POV of what was happening. But definitely, at the same time, he might have been really shocked, but then it was probably like a relief for him. Oh, she's not stepping out with some other dude. Oh, she's not like drinking nail polish addictively. Oh, she's an alien. It's almost like cool. Like
no,
it's almost easier
to my brow.
Right? Is there, is, Zuri, would it be easier for you to find out someone's an alien than find out that they're cheating on you? Wouldn't it be easier to come to terms with? For me,
a little bit. It's a little
right.
A little bit.
So hell no. Hell no,
Jim.
Dude, Noah is on a mission now. He's turning into mains man. That's what I'm telling you. He's turning into sergeant main. He's going to be creating chaos there. I am sure of this. I don't think this is a revelation. I think he'd rather her be cheating with another man, because him finding that out, that's a big secret. And Max hiding it, Liz hiding it, everyone hiding it from it, and he discovers it. What the heck is going on?
But you know what? In the preview, was it Noah holding Isabel up when she got stabbed in the neck?
No, that was Max.
No, no. Noah's busy coming up with a plan here. I don't think he takes this lightly at all. No. I think Noah's now the figure people need to be watch out for, because he might go at all costs to put away Max and all the aliens. And now that he knows, I think he's out for heads.
Absolutely right, Jim. And he hinted towards the press. So he may be taking this to the press.
Mm-hmm. And he took away the cops from this. He doesn't want to deal with sheriffs. Yeah. He's taking matters into his own hands. I'm telling you. Noah is now stepping up big time. He's at the plate. He's about to swing big. Yeah. Swinging big, and we're swinging for our special segments. Oh, cool. I get an applause. Thank you, Steph. Appreciate that. Special segment. Since this was all about Texas tonight and swinging big, big Lone Star State, Texas, what is your favorite thing about Texas? You guys have a favorite thing about Texas. Zuri.
The barbecue. When I went to Texas, I literally paid, I think, $11, and I ate off the plate 3 times that day.
I can't disagree with that.
3 times. So the 11, was it 11 bucks?
Yeah, it was $11. You get like a rack of ribs, a brisket, some kind of vegetable, and like potato salad. And literally, like, I got it at 11, and I ate it. For lunch, so dinner, she and Zuri, post.
Listen, y'all, she didn't order 3 plates. It was the same
plate. No, it was one plate.
Everything got it all is big it, in Texas, including the plate.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing about Texas as a man of tall and wide stature is that I didn't feel like a giant when I went. There was other bigger people in Texas.
Oh, really?
That's so interesting. So, you know what? I might have worn tight clothes and not felt insecure. I might have even worn a white shirt when I went to Texas, y'all.
Fact. Hey now, those Texas girls, that is a treasure from Texas, okay, in a lot of ways. I am all about that. Texan girls, I mean, the accent, the southern, I'm sold, Texas, I got you.
You're really intelligent there, you know, Jim.
Well, hey, listen, I'm about that. I'm about the good things from Texas, okay, and that's the first thing that stands out to me, besides the barbecue and all the other good stuff. and the sports team. I don't care for the sports teams. All right, predictions. We got to get predictions out of it. Oh.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
The lights are flickering. Oh, no. Oh. Is it Jason? Is it Mike Myers? No, it is predictions for Roswell, New Mexico. Guys, what do you guys think happens next? Zuri.
Isabel tells Noah he's crazy. She gets saved out of the pods, and she is stable. And she says, no, husband, you didn't see what you think you saw. Or she says, you did see what you think you saw, but you love me, and I'd appreciate it if you kept it a secret.
Why you got in completely down to a T. I love it.
I'm going to say, to piggyback off Zuri, I'm going to say love is in the air. They're going to stay together. You know who else is going to stay together? Max and Liz. You know who else is going to stay together? Alex and Michael. You know what else is going to happen? Isabel's, that serum that Liz made for Isabel, it's going to work. And then Isabel, Max, Michael, and the team of humans are all going to join the new Power Rangers of Roswell. They're going to become Power Rangers, and they are going to attack alien number 4 and destroy and obliterate that alien.
Oh, good. How positive of George. I'm going to make things darker, okay? Because that's what I do. Oh, whatever. Okay, yes. I'm not bringing light. I'm bringing clouds and shadows, because Noah is the man you need to watch out for. Noah is coming to get people. I'm telling you, that man's on a mission. He's not coming to get back with Isabel. He's coming to get at them, okay? So Noah, watch out for that. The 4th alien, I think it's Alex. I think it's Alex. Sergeant Main, maybe it's a whole cover-up that he didn't like his son because of his sexual orientation, because really maybe why he had an issue isn't because he knew he was an alien. And you know what? I'm hoping for a Cam and Kyle love connection, so that's my positive thing. All right. We got some more theories for next week, but we got to catch you guys online, right? Where can people find you, Zuri?
Yes, you can find me on all things at Zuri Chalice. That's ZuriChalice.
Find me on Instagram, because that's what I like the most, at Mr. George Corey. And in test of Jim's friendship, you spell my last name?
K-H-O-U-R-I.
I miss you, Tehran. Not so much anymore.
There you go. That's why I got free ties from George. Thank you, my friend. And you can catch me on all social media at TheJimAlexander, RealTalker.com. That's R-E-E-L, Talker.com. And a bunch of shows here on AfterBuzz TV, the wrestling shows that everyone loves me on. Till next week, same Roswell place, same Roswell channel. That's me channeling Tehran. I'm out.
Tehran, we really do love you. Come back.
See
you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.